I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Positive psychology focuses on cultivating positive experience and life satisfaction. Dr. Eva Serber is here to talk about practicing positive psychology in our everyday lives. Dr. Serber is a clinical health psychologist and professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences in the Division of Biobehavioral Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Serber, tell us a bit more about the concept of positive psychology and why it's important to our overall well-being.
Positive psychology focuses on our strengths rather than our weaknesses. It's really focusing on building, promoting, and noticing positive experiences and emotions in our lives. Positive psychology is important in our daily lives because the strategies that we use are really used at increasing satisfaction with life and promoting that well-being, that positive experience.
You've done quite a bit of research related to positive psychology. What are some of the highlights of this research?
The research shows overall that positive emotions, positive experiences can have physiological effects to our health. So it can improve our immune system, it can improve our nervous system, and also it promotes cognitive health and problem solving and being more creative. My own research has found that positive psychological interventions do have an impact on the relaxation system of our body, as well as improving cardiac stability.
And are we talking in part about seeking joy, seeking meaning, seeking happiness? Are those part of the things that you're kind of shifting us to think about?
Yes. So cultivating those positive experiences, joy, happiness, fulfillment, meaning, like you mentioned, are all part of that life satisfaction as well as a happiness with ourselves. And we can train ourselves to think more positively and to notice the positive experiences that are happening.
Dr. Serber, tell us a bit more about strategies that we can try to incorporate in our own lives.
There are so many positive emotion enhancing activities that we have. Physical activity is one of those. I always come back to that. But also simple exercises called three good things, noticing maybe three good things that have happened in your day, practicing gratitude, simple loving kindness meditation. We often might focus on or draw attention to a negative experience, something bad. We can do the same thing for the positive experiences in our day and letting that grow.
People sometimes talk about meaning and fulfillment and purpose in life as an important ingredient for a happy life. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm a positive perspective person myself, so I like to think about what it is I want for my life. What are the values? What are the goals? What are the pursuits that we are trying to achieve? And what can we do to get there?
Dr. Serber, thanks for this information about positive psychology.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.